There's mixed reactions from New York's politicians and political parties on this year's election results. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt has more.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's pleased that Democrats gained a county executive seat in Monroe County, where incumbent Republican Cheryl DeNoffo was defeated by Democrat Adam Bello. Bello will be the first Democratic county executive there in 30 years. Two swing counties on either end of the state remained in Democratic hands. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz beat back a challenge from Republican Lynn Dixon. And in Suffolk County on eastern Long Island, Steve Ballone won a second term against GOP candidate John Kennedy. Cuomo says it's proof to him that their governments were effective.
Suffolk County, Steve Ballone is doing great things. Erie, Buffalo, the county executive is doing great work. The state government is doing great work. We also won Monroe County, which is a very big deal. That's first time in decades. So I think the voters rewarded performance, which is what they should do.
Some Republican incumbent county executives did keep their seats, including Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. He won a third term in office. Molinaro unsuccessfully challenged Cuomo in the 2018 governor's race. The state's conservative party in a statement praised Molinaro's win, as did the Republican Party. State GOP Chair Nick Langworthy said in a statement that there were solid Republican wins in every region of the state, including victories that flipped control of the Long Island town of Hempstead, the nation's largest town, to Republicans, as well as GOP takeover of the Clinton County Legislature in northern New York. There was one statewide election, a special election to replace Olean Senator Kathy Young. She resigned earlier this year to take a job at Cornell University. Young, a Republican, was replaced by GOP candidate George Burrell in the heavily Republican district. Nationally, Democrats took over the Virginia state legislature. And in Kentucky, the state of U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear, was poised to take over the governorship from Republican incumbent Matt Bavin. Beshear leads by a small margin. Bavin has not yet conceded. Cuomo says those wins are significant.
I think the win for the Democrats in Kentucky was a very big deal. The Virginia legislature was a very big deal for Democrats. What does it mean next year? You know, who knows?
New York for the first time had early voting. Polls were open in select locations for 9 days before Election Day. More than 250,000 New Yorkers opted to cast their ballots early. That's about 2% of all registered voters. Voting rights advocates, including the League of Women Voters, say the early voting was largely successful, but they want to tweak the rules to include more polling sites in counties with smaller populations and to require that each county provide a polling site in its largest urban center. Cuomo says he's open to revisiting the law to perhaps improve it.
The question is always the implementation, and we have to study how it actually worked and where it worked. I'm sure we can do it better in some places. But the idea is right, and it's long overdue, and I'm proud we did it.
Early voting is expected to grow in popularity during the high-stakes presidential primary and general election in 2020. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.